A thorn there got stuck in his beitzim. So Rashi nikvoi kois bebeitzim. A thorn got stuck in his beitzim. Lashem achrezer shodogim. V'nofeg minei kechuta mugla. And it came out of him. Rashi says shichva zera came out of him kechuta mugla kemin leicha, like some wetness. V'filu hochi oylid boso hochi. And that's the kasha now. V'yoylid and Levi had children. So you see, even though a thorn got stuck in his beitzim, there was a hole there, still he's able to have children. So how could you say that's also called a psua daka? So Gemara says, Harsholach Shmuel lekaime the Rav v'yomalei. Shmuel sent in front of the Rav to find out. Say v'chazir abonav meyein heim enechanami. If the kid had children, don't think he's the father. You're gonna have to check out and find out who the real father was. Now the kid's a mamzer. Does enechanami? Since the father's beitzer had a hole in it, it's not shaykh for him to have children anymore. And if his wife became pregnant, it must be from a different person, and we have to find out who it was. Drashi miyeneim, zon seishtoi, enechanami. Shmuel Taika said, Mustami's wife has nus with somebody else, that's how she got pregnant. But enechanami has talochom, that if a person has a hole in the beitzim, he's not going to have children, that's also called the psua daka. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tetsua daka b'dei shemayim kosher. If it happens b'day shemayim, that's kosher. What's b'day shemayim? Rashi says, "Aydei ramim borod oy mimei imay." Either you're born that way, or else because of thunder, or you got struck, you got a shock. Because of a shock, you heard thunder, and that shock shook you up, and that made you beitzim like a gum wound. That's all right. That's still kosher. But what makes you psul is because of a wound. If something hit you there, if you got hit there, you got crushed there, you got a hole there because of a thorn or something, that makes you puzzle. Omar Rava, Hainu de Karina Petua. That's what the Pasuk says, Petua Daka, Vulay Karina and Ha Petua. Ha Petua means it happened to be that way. In other words, it happened like by itself. But Petua means it got wound through a Maka. Drashi Yevik Siv Ha Petua, Heve Mashma Petua Mikoro, Reim Imai, Mimea Imai, even if you're born that way. Now that the Pasuk says, Petua Daka, Mashma, you got hit there, you got wound there, something that happened later. But not that you were born that way. If you were born a psua daka, then you could still have children, you kosher. Well, so the Masnisa Tana in the Brice, it says, Nema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yovei psua daka b'kal Hashem. If psua daka cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. The Nema, the Pasuk, right after that says, Lo Yovei mamza b'kal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry into the Kal Yisrael. Ma lahalim b'dayodim. Just like a mamzer happened with the yodim, like mamzer means that the father and mother had nus together. They did an action, happened with the yodim. It's not by itself that it would happen that way. It's avkam with the yodim. Who are then? If psua daka means that it happened now, and not you were born that way. But happened by the yodim that you hit yourself and you got a wound there. Omar Rova, petsua bikula. Petsua, so see what bikula means. But petsua is one thing that means you got wounded there. The Kulin Rashi says, Beitzim, Vegid, Vechute Beitzim. These are the three parts of your body that gets hurt that you become psul. Either your Beitzim, or else the Gid itself, the Aver itself, or the Chute Beitzim, the strings that the Zera comes out from. Sha Beitzim Tluyim Bem. That's what the Beitzim are hanging on those Chutim. Betoy Chakis, inside the big. And that's the Chutim, the strings that the Zera goes through. So if any one of these three parts of your body, either the Beitzim, the Gid, or the Chutim, was either Petsua means wounded. Dach Bekulin, any one of the three were crushed. Chorus Bekulin, any one of the three was cut off, is Yepostel. Now, Petsua Bekulin, what does that mean? Dein Sheniftsu Akid, whether your Gid, the Eva, was wounded. Dein Sheniftsu Beitzim, whether the eggs were wounded. Dein Sheniftsu Chutia Beitzim, whether the Chutim, the strands there, the Chutim are like the veins there, that hold up the Beitzim, that the Zera comes through, is your apostle, that's all called a psua daka. Who are then dach bekulin? If he got crushed any one of these three parts, that means bein shenidach hagid, whether the gid got crushed. Bein shenidchu beitzim, whether the beitzim got crushed. Bein shenidchu chute beitzim, whether the strings there, the veins there, got crushed. You also apostle, you called a psua daka. Chorus bekulin, that's what he says, a krush shuvcha, that means his gid was cut off. So what does cut off mean? Bein shenichrus hagid, whether your gid was cut off. Bein shenichru beitzim, whether the beitzim was cut off. Bein shenichru sochute beitzim, whether these veins were cut, also you became possible, that's called a krushuvcha. When the terrorist says lo yavi p'tzua daka mekal Hashem, how do we know the terrorist says p'tzua daka, something's crushed? It means the beitzim are crushed. Maybe it means that a guy's head is crushed. Maybe it means a crushed head, you can't marry. How do we know what p'tzua daka means? Just p'tzua daka just means you were crushed there, you were wounded there. How do we know which part of the body though? Omalei, samidu leimona beidairus, since it doesn't say generations after this, Shemamina, it doesn't say about what's the din of your children or your grandchildren. Shemamina b'yaisimokim. Mashmul yav p'tzua daka means you're a p'tzua daka, you're a person that can't have any children. That's what the Torah doesn't say about his children or grandchildren. So it has to mean what was crushed, the makaymos where you have zera from, that was crushed. For the Gemara, maybe no. V'dilma haydolaymona b'daris. That's what the Torah doesn't talk about the children. Diyiyudiyosa brei yubavrei kosher. Maybe because Pashid, the P'tzua daka, maybe his head is cracked. That's what the Torah says he can't marry. And Enochram, you could have children, and maybe the children you're allowed to marry. The only thing you're allowed to marry, is this person. So again, how do we know lo yavi p'tzua daka means the beitzim? Maybe it means someplace else, maybe it means the head is cracked. The guy has a cracked head, you're not allowed to marry him. How do we know what p'tzua daka means? So Maran says, dum yu de krushuvcha. It says both one next to another, p'tzua daka and krushuvcha. Krushuvcha was saying if you're able, it's cut off. So ma krushuvcha, just like the cutting off of the yaver, means b'yaisimokim, at the place where the zera comes out, is afhainame b'yaisimokim. P'tzua daka also means b'yaisimokim, where the zera comes from, the beitzim. Fred Gemara good, abba krushuvcha, gufa. How do we know what the Torah means when it says krushuvcha, something was cut off? Mimai the b'yaisimokim, how do you know it means the yaver? Your Ava, where the Zera comes out from. That's what the Torah is talking about. If that was cut off, you can't marry your Bas Yisrael. Eima mishifte. Maybe it means your shifte. Shifte are your lips. Maybe it means your lips. Maybe it means your lips. If your lips are cut off, we can't marry you. Rashayim mishifte. Sheshayfkim right, that's when you spit out right, you spit out spits from there, from your lips. So maybe krushuvcha means if a guy's lips is cut off, you're not going to marry him. He can't marry anybody. So how do we know b'chlal we're talking about the beitzim or the yaver? So it has to do with having children. Maybe they're different yisurim altogether. A krushuvcha maybe just means you can't marry someone that has his lips cut off. Have the Gemara shovcha ksiv, the makim shoshayfich. Has to be in the makim of shayfich so that it's poured out. Try, yeah. Rashimi ksiv krush b'shofuch, mimakam arog lishpa koidun machain shayfich, shayses. It has to be in a place that not just some rake comes out, but shofuch ksiv, mimakam shayfich, a place that something pours out. Good, you want to put stuff in your mouth, it doesn't pour out. You only pour things into your mouth, you don't pour anything out. What comes out, spit, that's not called pouring out. So male and neighbor by your aver, that's called the zera pours out, that's called the mokum of shokha. Maybe it means the nose. You pour out stuff from your nose. You blow your nose. You have running stuff coming out of your nose. So maybe the Torah is telling you if you have your nose cut off, you're not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Now the Gemara meeks is bishofuch, kurush shofuch ksiv. Does it say bishofuch? So this Rashi explains. Miksa, Rashi says, Korosh b'shofuch, mimakim harogu lishpa koivu machin. That is say, a place that Mashman was pouring out from before. Korosh shofchuk siv. That it says, Korosh shofcha means, mi shayidei krisa shofich. That means only because it was cut off now, that's why it starts to drip out. But shloyayidei krisa, if it wouldn't have been for cutting off, ena shofich, it would not be spilling out, elo mekaleich, it would be dripping out. La fuki hai mashenkin by your nose, the idividi shayfichu. By your nose, whether you have a nose or not, the stuff that comes out will be running out anyway. Mashenkin by your aver over there, if you have the tip, if you have the aver there, then it's kalech, it like drips out. Mashenkin, if you cut off the aver, then it's gonna pour, spill out. So there it makes nafkamina. Kruv shufcha means a part of the body that because you cut it off, now it's shayfich, now it pours out. So by yaver, when you have the tip there, when you have the wave there, it doesn't pour out. You hold it back, and it only comes out, kiluach, it only drips out. But if you'd cut off there half of the Yaver, then it would just spill out. So that's what the Torah means. Kurshufcha means the place that the crease of the cutting it off now makes it spill out. Mashen came by your nose, where you cut off the nose, I'm not talking about the blood there, I'm talking about the actual stuff that comes out of your nose, where the mucus there. So if you cut the nose off or not, it'll be the same mucus would be coming out. It'll be shayvach there before and now the same way. So therefore, kurshufcha means by the gid, and therefore, psuadaka means by the beitzim. That's how we know what the term means. The Maspis to Tom the Brice we learned like this. Nema the Pasuk says, Lo Yovai Psuadaka. Says what? You're not allowed to Psuadaka, a man is not allowed to marry an Isha. Can't marry a Bas Yisrael. The Nema Lo Yovai Mamzer. And right after the Torah says, a Mamzer can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So Ma Lahalem B'yosimokim, just like a Mamzer means that an Avera was done, B'yosimokim, the parents have loose together, is Alkan B'yosimokim. Here also Psuadaka has to do with B'yosimokim, has to do with the Mokim Eva, the Mokim with the Zera comes out. Now, Nikev, we have before what? If Nikev, if you have a hole there, a Nekev, then you're also Puzzle. Now, Nikov Lamata Miyatara. What's going to be if the hole is on the bottom part of the Atara? Now, the Mishnah says that there's a Psula Krushuvcha that's only by the Eva was cut off from above the Atara. But the Atara and downwards, you're kosher. Because if you cut off the Atara again as the round ring at the tip, nearby, right before the tip where the Miller is. So that's the Atara, the round tip. Now, if you cut off only from that downwards, and some part of the round atar was left over, you're kosher. You're still kosher. It has to be that the whole atar was cut off. Then you're puzzle. Now the shal, what about if you have a nekev, that half of the nekev is, so chura nekev should mean the same thing. That the nekev, the hole has to be on top of the atar. But if you can have a hole on the bottom part, below the atar, that's kosher. It's not worse than you cut off the whole atar, that you cut off the meat under the atar, you're kosher. So if you have a hole on the bottom part of that Torah, also you'd be kosher. So here the shaila is, Nikev lamatam yatorah. True, you had your nekev on the bottom part of that Torah, that alone you should be kosher. But shekenegda lamalam yatorah. The hole came out on the other side above the Torah. So the kid, so the hole's only on one side above the Torah, and on the other side it's below the Torah. So that's the shaila, are you kosher or not? So Salva Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Lachshuri. He thought to say kosher. Since the hole does not go straight through from one side to the other side above the Atara, it's only one side it's above the Atara, the other side it's below the Atara. So he thought to say kosher. The Rashi Lachshuri. Hoyo V'yein Shnei Rosh Yenekev Lamalim Atara. Since both sides of the hole is not above the Atara. So it's ever below the Atara, you kosher anyway. Because it's only busted the Yalm, it's not worse if you cut those things off there. So the Mor says, "Oh, Malay Rav Asli, Hochi Yomer Shuba Levi, Torah Kolshi Makevis." No, any part of the Torah is Makev. So Drasha Kolshi, Kivon Shenekev Oiva Derech Al Pnei Kol Torah, Hafil Nekev Kolshu Miakevis Toldos Layaposel. Since there's one part of this hole that's tacked on top of the Torah, so any part of Kolshu there stops you that you can't have children. So therefore, even though the other side of the hole is below the Atara, but since one side is above the Atara, you take a puzzle. But then the Mishnah says, in the case where you cut off the gid, via nishtayim Atara, if some part of the Atara is still left over, then you kosher. Again, if you have to cut off, if that's the Atara is the round piece of meat right over here, you have to cut off from above this. From here downwards, then you puzzle. You cut off right below the Atara, and a little bit of the Atara is still left over, then you still kosher. Is Yosef Ravino Kamiboile? Mole Yachut, that though we say is left over, Mole Yachut, one string, Shomru, Al Pnei Kula, does it mean around the whole Atara drop has to be left over, around the whole thing? Oy Al Pnei Ruba, it's enough of Rove part of the Atara, if Rove of it is left over, that's enough. Let's say this here is the rim, the bottom part of the rim. If Rove of the rim is left over, even though on the back here was cut off completely, maybe it's still enough. You don't have to have a little bit of the whole Atara. It's enough Rove, a little bit of Rove of the Atara. That's the Shaila. Omale Rova, Taiswan Ravina, Mole Yachut Apne Ruba, Enochnam, it's enough to have Rova of the Atara left over, the Kalpa Resh, it has to be in the top part towards your body, and not on the bottom part towards the ground. If Rova is left over towards your body, then you're still kosher. Omarefuna, Ke Kulmes Ksheira, if when your gid was cut off, it was cut off on Kulmes like a pen, a Kulmes means like you have a feather at the top, you cut off a point there to make it like a pen, you could write. So that's the way the Eivah was cut off, it's still Ksheira, you're okay. Kemazib Sula, was cut off like a gutter, there's two sides, and two sides are still there like a gutter, you have like a half of a pipe, and that's the way it was cut off, then you're Sula. Why? Hai Sholat Bayavira, Vailish Loi Sholat Bayavira. If it's made Kemazib, Rashi says, Kemazib Sholat Bayavira, Haruach Nichnas Tzrecha Tefanis. It was cut off like a gutter that the two sides open, then air comes in there and it cools it off. In order to have zera, it has to be hot there. So since it never gets hot, you can't have zera, you can't have children, you puzzle. But if it was cut to coolness, like a pen it's still kosher. Because there the air doesn't come in. Rashi l'sholot avira b'toich agid, u'mizbash l'zera b'chimam kilchasei. Therefore, you could have zera inside it, and therefore you're still kosher. For Rav Chisda Rama, the opposite. Kamazav Ksherif. The way the Eber was cut, it looks like a pipe now, it's okay. Kekul mispsulav. It looks like a pen, it's possible. Why? Hai gorid v'hai legorid. If it looks like kamazav, means there's some meat left over on the side. So when you go into your wife, it rubs the rechem, it rubs the side of them, that warms up your Eber, and therefore you could have zera. Mashenkin is cut like a kumas, like it comes to a pen, the tip comes to a pen, there's no part, there's no flesh at the tip of it, it doesn't touch the side of the isha, it won't warm up, so garud means it doesn't rub against her body. Finally, garud. Omar Ravus, Ravus says, no, kavosa de rafuna mistavra. It's a small like rafuna. That high le sholot beyavira, vai sholot beyavira. If the air goes in there, it makes it not so hot, that's maki, the zera won't become chan, you can't have zera. Mashenkin kakumis, where the ear doesn't get in there, there it could become cham. Ah, you're telling me a svari mishum de giridosoi? You're telling me though, it's men that kakumis comes from like a point. So then that part of the Eber can't rub against the isha, it doesn't become hot. So me did the Eber, ya barz of the chavita. The same way you put a chavita means a barrel of wine that has a hole on top, you put a plunge, you're supposed to then to cover it up. That even though the cork at the beginning doesn't touch it, but as it goes in, the further it goes in, it will touch it. So even though maybe the tip of the Eva doesn't touch the womb of the Isha, but a corporate of the rest of the Eva will touch the Isha. So therefore that will be Mechamim, and therefore we'll be able to have Zera. It's more so like this. Omele Ravino Lemreimar, Hochi Yoma Mazutra Mishmed Rav Papa. This is what Mazutra said over the name of Rav Papa, that Hilchus of what's the locha, Bein Ke Kulmus, whether the Eber, the Gid, was cut like a Kulmus, like to a point, sharp like a pen, Bein Ke Marzev, whether it was cut like a gutter, only on two sides, Ksheira. He's talking kosher to the person. Miyu, mi boyile, lamata miyatora, oy lamala. I have my subject though, where was the cut? Was it above the Yatora, or was it below the Yatora? So Mora says, Pshita de Lamala Miatora. It had to be that it was Lamala above the Yatora. The Sakotai de Lamata Miatora, because if you want to tell me the Shaila how it was cut, was on the bottom part like the tip of the Aver, below the Yatora. So what's the question then? Afilo Nichra Sagid Nami. Below the Yatora, we said, even if the Gid was cut off, still it's kosher. So the kitzur of the shaila only has to be where it's cut this way above on top of the atorah. So when is the pasul that's cut straight? But in a way that's only cut slanted, either kamarzav or kakumis, both ways the pasul is kosher. So the mar ravina leshabush lemreimah hudiboyi, and that meremah, that's why even asking the question was only to get into a testimony to see if he knows the stuff or not. Because pshita, the way you cut above the yatar at the tip, don't make one nafkamina. Because even if the whole thing is cut off, still is kosher. So only shalom is saying if the whole thing is cut off above the yatar, then it's pasul. But if it's cut slanty or only one way, two ways, then still is kosher. Gemara, it once happened a case in the city Mechol Mechasio that Shvaya Ma Bar Ravashik Kumis. There was a case there that the person's gid was cut off. So Shvaya Rashi learns Chota Chabosa Mikol Tzad Vnoto Doifnei Marzov Yosok Kumis V'Yachshrei Krefuna. And the Gemara said that's what Ma Bar Ravashi did to the person. A person's evil like was cut off. So Kitzah, the way he is now, he was called the Kurushovka. So Ma Bar Ravashi did was he went and cut further there to make it look like a kumis. For Yachshire, and he made him kosher according to Rafuna. Rafuna says if the cut is like a kumis, then he's still kosher. Another story happened in Pumpadisa. That Istim Gufta de Shikhva Zera. What happened was that the hole, the canal where the Shikhva Zera comes out, got clogged up. And the Zera was coming out now the same canal where the Meiraglayim Katanim come out of the body. So Sova Rav Beva Bravai Lashure, he thought to say that he's cautious person. So Rashi, the bottom list, Rashi, Shure ain't kan loy petsuo vule dach le chorus. Like nothing happened to the body, it wasn't wounded, it wasn't cut, it wasn't crushed. Just found that canal got clogged up, and the Zera comes out the canal of the Meiraglayim, so he thought to say the person is still kosher. Omar Rav Papi Mishum, so Rav Papi said back to him, said back to Rav Beva Rav Barabaya, that Mishum, the Osim Moloi, you come from this place,